So we're here to, you know, be more active in our voice and have Richard Wynn listen to us.
Can you explain to people here what's going on at 240 Wellington Street?
My name's Albie Clark. I've actually been living on the estate for more than 20 years. So what we're here today to do is we've been trying to work with the government for the last 2 years, cooperating in the focus groups and trying to express what we need in our community. They've promised us that this is not going to affect our open space, and the footprint for the open space is going to remain. Well, that may be the case, but what they plan on doing by building another 152 units in this space is they're landing another 500 to 600 residents in the same space, which we've got to share with. At the same time, they're proposing on building this where there's already existing residents, especially the Emerald Street block, which is a 55-year-old plus residential block, the most vulnerable in our community. They're going to have to live now, after 2 years of lockdown and COVID, another 2 years of building construction, 6 days a week, from 7 a.m. in the morning until whenever they finish at night. The constant noise and the banging. Now, the park that they're building it on at the moment is a well-utilised park, where a lot of the residents and mothers and the children through 240, that's their only place that they can go to access a green space. So where are they supposed to go to during this construction? They're going to be trapped in their homes because that won't be appropriate for them to be on a construction site.
I mean, I've been down there. How can they say that it's not going to interrupt your green space? There isn't that much green space.
No. Well, whilst it is car park area that they're going to take over a lot of, and they're going to put, they promise more car parks underneath once the construction is finished, where are the people going to park? Where are they going to be able to drop off their children, their shopping? The carers are supposed to have access to the elderly people as well. How are they going to be able to park in those areas? And these are the questions we've been asking them and been consulting with Homes Victoria for a long time now. And it's just got to the point where we're getting new messages in the media that this is a foregone conclusion. Yet at the same time, Homes Victoria say, no, it's not. Well, when you've got Homes Victoria and people from the big build actually on site with their measurements and gauges and all their equipment being prepared, ready, they've already made their mind up. We in public housing, we want more housing. We want more social housing. But you've got to put it in the right place. Putting it in the middle of an already existing overcrowded community is not the right way to go. I tell you now, people will die in that Emerald Street block if they have to go through the pressure of this build. That's what I've got to say.
Can you tell us about the consultation?
The consultation was done by outsourced by the Homes Victoria and the big build. I myself actually was involved in that to encourage residents to sit down with the builders and talk about the construction. We went with an open mind and good intentions to actually, we got involved in the consultation to encourage as many residents to participate as well. If it was to be built, what we would require, what would be needed, what would actually help us. But then they never ever gave us the opportunity to turn around and say, no, this is not an appropriate spot to build. It was all about they wanted the positive message, nothing about the negative message. And that's what they got out of the consultation. When they finished the report of the consultation, they made a number of claims that they'd been in consultation, for example, with the Indigenous people on this estate. They had not. So now, finally, they've been pressed into actually talking with our local Indigenous people who also don't want the build there. So that's all I really got to say, but... thank you for all coming today.
I just want to pass over to Irene. Can I get you to say a few things, please?
Thanks, everyone, for having me here. It's really important to be organising around this issue, particularly with the election coming up, not only state but federal. It's pretty simple, really. We have a complete lack of affordable housing, whether it's public, whether it's private, or whether it's community models. And it's a really clear example of the desperate attempts at the government to try and remove even more of it, even more of what we should all deserve to have, which isn't just a roof over our heads. It's our homes, it's our environments, it's our community. And we know that the Collingwood flats and the public housing flats across Victoria were integral in the last couple of years to make sure we had a community We had spaces to create mutual aid, to create food and like place for people. So the fact that this is being lost is a huge mar on this current government, and also a huge loss to the communities that they've supported. When COVID hit, like the what was available to each other was really, really lost. And it was amazing to see people who had like public housing be able to open the doors for even more people to support more communities. So like we in Rahu, in the Renderson Housing Union, we've stood very, very strongly on our position from the moment we formed that we need to improve and expand public housing. It's not enough to just say that you're building community models. We need public because we know it works. We know that it's worked in the 70s. And we will absolutely continue to demand that. And we want to keep growing our membership to represent the 30% of renters across Victoria, across Australia, to make sure we can actually fight back as a union together. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us about the petition?
The petition's been online, and if you go to the change.org or Google Collingwood Save Our Public Open Space, we got to 1,500, which is a pretty big effort. So thank you very much, everyone, for doing that. You know, we're here together to make some noise. I'm sure Richard Wynn's probably in there in the back somewhere. Oh, no. The blind's down, but he's probably in there, you know? So, you know, we are going to hand this in. Knock, knock, knock! Whether what happens today, we're going to keep on pushing and saying no to this new build, you know?
Yes.
Don't want to erect, don't want to get rid of our parkland, don't want to get rid of play equipment that's 50 years old. It's a joke, like, why are we building more housing when we can't even facilitate what we need to facilitate as a community?
Why can't they build it in the car park that's across the road?
100%. Why can't they build it somewhere else?
So, why are they selling off government assets for private gain?
Yes.
It's not their asset to sell.
Yeah.
Why did they go over the head of Richmond Council, over the mayor? They just took a bite of the cherry.
Mm.
And once they've got this cherry, they're just going to prey on every housing estate across inner Melbourne. And people are dying on the street homeless, and they can't afford social housing.
We can't afford social housing!
That's right. Yeah, what's social about it? It's not for us.
They make money out of it.
Yeah. That's what's social about it. Yeah. Parkland, not vacant land.
Parkland, not vacant land. Parkland, not vacant land. Parkland, not vacant land. Parkland, not vacant land. Parkland, not vacant land. Parkland, not vacant land. Public housing's here to stay.
One person to go in.
Okay.
So if that's okay.
Yeah.
So if you go in with Anthony and then.
You go and see it!
Just
with
me.
Oh,
with
you?
Yeah.
Where's everybody? You're going to go in now?
Oh, four people? Oh, okay. I've never been escorted by the police before, so this is very exciting.
So what's going on now? You've been.
So we're going to hand in our petition to Richard Wynn's office to let him know exactly our voice and that we're not happy. You know, we've said it verbally to him, face to face.
Written to him.
We've written to him. We've called him on the phone. He came out sneakily.
He snuck onto the estate last Friday and didn't bother to even come and see or consultate with any of us. All he wanted to see was about CoHealth and their program with giving clothing out at 240 Wellington Street. Knowing all of this and it was going on in the background, he didn't have the audacity to turn around and beat with us. We championed Richard Wynn. He was one of the heroes of public housing in Collingwood for many, many years. I would say more than a decade. And now he will be leaving his government and retiring, and this is the legacy that he's going to be leaving us and Collingwood. It's a disgrace.
It's not good enough.
I am disappointed. I am so sad that this is what it's come to.
Mm.
Because he was what I called a friend. A public housing.
Yeah, and where's our friend now?
Our friend is leaving.
Our friend's gone, so...
How many signatures have you got?
Over 1,500 signatures.
We got over 1,500 signatures, so thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you for your time.
Parkland, not making land. Parkland, not making land.
Hand it in. Hand it in.
Just said
that Richard Wynn isn't in.
Surprise, surprise.
But, you know, the lights are on and
it's out. He could be out back, but, you know, this is a mighty effort. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming down and being a part of this. We're not going to stop.
Woo!
We're not going to stop.
So the state government's plan is to build 2 8-storey apartment buildings over the open space of the Wellington Street side of the Collingwood Public Housing Estate. There's one building which is going to be over the basketball courts, over the grass area, the picnic area, over the place where children play, basically. And that's what the government calls affordable housing. Now, affordable housing, under the national definition, is 80% of market rate, which is pretty much unaffordable for most people in Collingwood. The other building is going to be social housing, and they're building that over the current car park. And to do that, they're relocating the car park to the underground space on the other side of the estate, which for 23 years has been used as a community space led by the residents. So there's the Collingwood Underground Roller Disco, there's the only queer black gym space there, Second Chance Cycles refurbishes cycles to give to public housing residents, and there are countless concerts and exhibitions by residents and other people there. So it's a really important community space. They're turning that into a car park. So the impact on the residents is going to be very widely felt. So the residents have organised a petition. It's received up to date 1,500 signatures from residents and the community. And the petition asks Minister Wynn, the Minister for Housing, and the Legislative Assembly to cancel the plans to build over their open space. This is their garden, this is their playground. They don't have balconies or garden spaces. This is so important to their mental health and their well-being. And we saw after 2 years of lockdown how important open space was. And now the Victorian Labor government wants to just build straight over all of that. So don't build here, but we want, the petition says, we want more public housing. We want more public housing, but how it's done really matters. There are so many pieces of land that the state government owns that is much more appropriate for development. And the state government has sold something like 578 hectares of public land to private developers. So they're in no short supply of public land to build public housing on. But instead they're building private public partnership model housing over public housing land, and it's just not on. The public housing residents here and the broader community will fight this development because it is inappropriate and it's trampling all over the rights of public housing residents.
What's your name?
My name's Gabrielle Devietri.
And where are you from?
I am a Yarra City Councillor, and I'm also the Greens candidate for the state election in the Richmond electorate.